beyond the window. Out there, somewhere, is a black cap. Perhaps we scared it off the way we clap each evening. I tend to think we deserve something like that delightful fluting, since we have been in our flats for weeks, staring out at the trees, not flouting the rules, not going on outings round the block, watching and worrying as we try to work out what the world will be like. I have my binoculars to hand, should he start up from down in the empty park, but I think he might be an early morning bird, already bored with singing by the time the man at the newspaper kiosk arrives to lower his awnings and the yawning dog owners appear with plastic poo bags and, if they have remembered, dogs. The barking is the forgotten ones at windows. The acacias have come into bloom and are now almost out of it, the flowers saddening with each day, those that survived the wood pigeon feeding frenzy, which was only halted temporarily by a male magpie intent on creating an exclusion zone around the site of its nest, his best not good enough to stop the bloom fest. Soon we will be clapping, drowning the singing of the blackbird with a lot to say.